Welcome back to the No Panic Zone. It's the Steve Gerber Show. And my next guest here has a fascinating story, backstory that is. He was getting gas in the city of Detroit. And he became the focus of an armed robbery. And he had a little conversation with God at that point. And who wouldn't? Quick conversation with God. God, if I survive this, I will never be a victim again. And so he went and learned about firearms. And in fact, he went so far, he became a National Rifle Association, an NRA certified instructor. And he has been taking that message to people all over Michigan and around the world ever since. Rick Ector here, certified NRA instructor. Rick, welcome back to the program.
Hey, man, thank you for once again having me on. Glad to be here.
Good to have you. All right, so, you know, in recent weeks, there's been a lot of publicity given to people that showed up at the Capitol with guns and so forth during some protests. These guys, and the news media got distracted. Well, these white guys with guns are walking around with, you know, this look on their face, and it's frightening. So you and some friends of yours, Black Michigan demonstrators, went to the Capitol armed because you can. You're Second Amendment folks. You're all legal. You have firearms. And you went there to say, listen, we need to stop the brutality in the streets, talking about what's going on in Minneapolis and elsewhere. But you didn't get near the attention that the other folks got carrying guns. And you had some nice equipment with you, from what I could tell. Why'd you go down there? What was the protest about?
Well, you know, the protest is about a couple of questionable cases in the news media. I mean, there's the Ahmaud Arbery case in Georgia where, you know, it remains to be seen whether he was lawfully stopped by a community member and his son, and he ended up being shot only after community outrage was an arrest made, including the cameraman. And then, of course, there was the other case, Miss Breonna Taylor, who was shot and killed in Georgia. She was shot 8 times while she was asleep. But that was done under the auspices of a no-knock warrant, man. And those things aren't really good for a variety of reasons, such as not being able to defend yourself against criminals who may decide to come into your home. You know, and of course, we're having this issue in Minneapolis right now with the George Floyd situation, in which a chokehold was applied while the man was in handcuffs and 3 other officers present and assisting the initial officer. And of course, he's dead. And now we're what, into our second, third day of rioting in Minneapolis?
Yeah, it's a complete mess, no question. And obviously, you've gotten the attention of people from time to time. You're an armed Black man in Detroit, legally armed, an instructor for the National Rifle Association. Mm-hmm. But it does raise eyebrows, doesn't it? I don't think it's right. I think that you have every right, the same as I would, to have a concealed carry permit and to instruct people if you're so educated and so forth. And you've done a great job of educating people and women and others that might be victims of crimes to say you don't have to be a victim. And yet I still think you get some funny looks along the way, don't you?
Yeah, I get funny looks, but you know what? There was a lot of narrative busting that we did yesterday. I mean, we went ostensibly to protest, you know, the violence that has been directed at certain members of our community. But the thing was, open carry of handguns and long guns are legal here in the state of Michigan. And many of our 50 members who showed up at the state legislature at the Capitol, you know, were visibly armed, and there was no issue, no static. And I guess it put those people who are politically minded in a tough spot, because, I mean, we could cry foul and say it was based on racism that they didn't that they harassed us but didn't harass other people who were protesting the lockdowns.
Well, and I agree with that. You know, and listen, Rick, you're as a stand-up guy as I know. We've had you on this program too many times to remember now. And I'll just use the term straight shooter because it applies right here. But you look at what's going on in Minneapolis and what happened with George Floyd. It's ugly. It's hard to watch. I don't know how that is allowed to happen with other officers standing there. But on the other side of that, I don't think any of us think that it's okay to go burn down the police precinct like they did overnight, or to loot the Target store or any of that, right?
I concur. Rioting is wrong. I mean, no matter... You know, you want to see justice served, man, but you at least have to allow the system to work. I'm not going to say that an arrest or an official inquiry has to be done within a certain amount of days. But I mean, the locally elected officials should be responsive to the people who vote for them and put them in office. But by the same token, I can't justify burning down your city either. I mean, hold those 4 officers accountable. Put, you know, make the appropriate inquiries, have a grand jury, charge them if warranted, and put them on trial and let a jury determine whether they're innocent or guilty.
Yeah, absolutely true. I agree with that. And I support protesting. It's part of my First Amendment right. We agree with the First Amendment, the Second Amendment right.
I protested and exercised my First, Second, Fourth, and Fifth Amendments just yesterday.
Right. But you didn't set a fire and leave the place on fire when you – and that's the difference, I guess. And I guess that's where I get concerned. I think just like when there are protests against the governor locking down Michigan, which both of you and I think maybe should come to an end, when it comes to protesting locking down the state – you know, showing up with all sorts of armaments is a distraction, in my opinion, to the message that they're trying to get out. And it's certainly a distraction when you burn down the AutoZone or loot the Target store to try to say that's justice for George Floyd, because it's just not, is it?
It's not. It's a bad, ugly situation, man. And, you know, fortunately, you know, we didn't surprise anyone when we peaceably demonstrated at our state capitol in Lansing, Michigan, man. It's your right, and by all means, you should afford yourself so you're right. But, I mean, don't burn down your community. You know, that's not going to help anyone. As a matter of fact, it's going to make things worse.
Yeah, you got to live there when it's all done. Rick Echter, National Rifle Association firearms instructor, certified after he survived an armed robbery. Where can people find you, Rick? I mean, I think you're a great American. Where do people find you?
Oh, man, thank you very much. They can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, and 2,000 videos on YouTube, either Rick Echter or Detroit CCW.
Detroit CCW, 2,000 videos on YouTube. Wow, you've been busy.
Actually, it's more like 2,100, but, you know, I was trying not to brag. Just trying to round it up.
You're a good man, Rick. Greatly appreciate you being here, my friend. We'll talk again soon.
Hey, man. Thank you for having me on. I enjoyed being here.
Thank you so much. It's the No Panic Zone. Steve Gerber Show back after this.
Like you, all of us at Enbridge are thankful for the professionals who keep communities safe and healthy during this COVID-19 crisis. Our people live and work in communities like yours. And in this time of social distancing, we're using alternative work arrangements to keep people safe. We also know it's important we continue to safely deliver the affordable and reliable energy we all need to fuel our lives. Stay healthy. Stay safe. We're all in this together. Learn more at Enbridge.com/safety.
I'm a counselor for the Michigan Problem Gambling Helpline. People don't want to call us. They're ashamed, and they don't think they can be helped. I have years of experience as a counselor, and real-life experience, too. I was a gambler once myself, so nothing you say can shock me. It's my job to help you, so call me.
Call 1-800-270-7117 for help. Sponsored by the Michigan Department of Health and Human Services and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.